Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Law Show. We're here to talk to you today about workers' compensation and third-party claims. I'm Brad Pollock. I have Rob Brovich in studio today to talk to you. We are personal injury lawyers, the Bell and Pollock Law Firm. We've been doing this for 35 years. Combined experience is well over 60, 70 years. We've been in the Denver metropolitan area. That's where we work primarily. We also have an office in Steamboat Springs. We'll represent you anywhere throughout the state of Colorado. We're happy to help you with regard to your personal injury claims and your personal injury needs. We also have a radio show on Saturday mornings, a call-in radio show that starts at 7 o'clock every morning. Every Saturday morning, you can call in and ask us about any topic that you want to talk about, from a traffic ticket case to any kind of family law matter to any trust and estates matter. If you have a question, you give us a call. We'll either answer it or we'll let you know how we can answer it. That's on KHOW. That's on the 850 and it's on the other side of the radio dial. It's on the AM side. But today we're going to talk about workers' compensation a little bit and what's called a third-party claim. And those are kind of unique claim. It's summertime. We've got a lot of things going on in the summer. We've got a lot of building. We've got a lot of people who are going to get hurt while they're working. And that's the secret when we talk about workers' comp and third-party claims. Rob, how are you doing today?
Great. Thanks for having me.
It's nice having you. Rob does a lot of work in the work comp area. He's a very experienced personal injury lawyer in our firm. He's been with us for 18 years. He knows personal injury law, and he knows work comp law. And although they have some similarities, they also have their own individual way of doing things. As a matter of fact, if you have a workers' comp claim, an actual workers' comp claim, you're not going to see the inside of a regular courtroom where we do personal injury cases. They have their own system that they follow, and they work through administrative law judges. Rob, basically, what are we talking about when we're talking about work comp claims in general?
In general, we have talked on this subject quite a bit on this show, but we just want to emphasize and make it clear to everyone how important it is that you speak to an attorney for get a free initial consultation if you are injured on the job, because it's a complicated system. So let's give you a framework of what we're talking about when we're talking about a work comp claim. Number one, you need to remember you're entitled to benefits regardless of who was at fault. So if you were at fault in causing your own injury, so long as you were injured on the job, you're going to be entitled to workers' compensation benefits. If it was a coworker, if it was even your employer, you're still entitled to benefits. Now, the beauty of the system is that you don't have to go to court immediately in order to get those benefits if you were injured on the job. Now, the insurance carrier, the workers' compensation insurance carrier, may say, wait a minute, we don't think you were injured on the job. We think this was a pre-existing condition. We think you were injured at home. They may come up with a variety of excuses why they're not going to provide benefits. That's when you need to call an attorney. Now, if they're providing the benefits that you think you're entitled to receive, and by law you are entitled to receive, then you may not need an attorney in that particular situation. And when I say benefits, I'm talking about medical benefits, wage loss benefits, mileage, medications. You don't have to make any sort of copayment. You don't have to, there's no deductible involved. All those benefits should be provided. You should have a good, hopefully have a decent relationship with your healthcare provider. But the main thing to remember is, unlike a personal injury claim, you are entitled to benefits regardless of who is at fault. So it's called a no-fault system in work comp. And actually, in a personal injury case, it's almost the polar opposite. You have to prove that someone is at fault before you're going to be entitled to any compensation.
This is an important area. This is a very important area. You need to be able to, at least, as Rob said, talk to an attorney. In our offices, we're happy to talk to you. It's a free initial consultation. You can contact us by contacting bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com, or by calling us at 303-795 5900. And the reason you want to is because in our office, the first thing we're going to tell you is whether or not you need an attorney. We're going to tell you and we're going to trigger for you when you should get an attorney involved or what you need to look for to see if you need to get an attorney involved. But there's some reporting requirements, Rob. And first of all, how quickly should you report the claim?
The law states that if you're injured on the job, you should report the claim to your employer or supervisor within 4 working days in writing. Okay. A lot of people and a lot of employers will try to convince you that you must do that within 4 days or you do not have a claim. That is completely inaccurate and false. If you don't report it within 4 days in writing, you may suffer a minor penalty, which most insurance carriers don't even attempt to pursue. So the bottom line is you have a 2-year statute of limitations, which means a claim must be filed with the Division of Workers' Compensation within 2 years from the date of your injury. Of course, you're going to be injured on the job and you may not even know it for 4 days. So the fact that the law states that you must report it within 4 days in writing, in some cases, is basically impossible. So don't get stuck on that if you don't report it within 4 days. Now, once you do report it, your employer should hand you a list of providers that you can treat with, and then you can choose from that list of who you want to see, what doctors. And again, this might be the time you want to call an attorney. There's only a handful in this state of work comp healthcare providers. And if you contact an attorney that's experienced, they will be able to tell you what that particular healthcare provider's, what they're like, what their philosophy is, and basically, what the attorney's experience has been with that particular healthcare provider. And Brad's actually 100% correct. I will tell you about 30 to 40% of the consultations I take, if the employer is providing, or the work comp carrier more correctly, is providing all the benefits, I'll be the first to tell them that they do not need an attorney.
And that's important because you're going to save money, obviously, because if you're already getting your full benefits, if you're getting everything you're supposed to and you're being treated appropriately, then you're going to save money because you're not going to be paying a lawyer. If you're not getting your full benefits, if you're not being treated appropriately, then you're going to save money by getting a lawyer. So the whole idea is to know when you should or should not hire a lawyer. And that's what we're trying to help you with in that initial consultation. Give us a call, talk to us, have a meeting. We'll help you. We'll help you figure out what you need to do. Now you're sitting there probably going, well, he said a lot of times you don't even know if you're hurt within the 4 days. And that's an important concept. And a lot of times people don't understand that, but you know, workers' injuries, an injury on the job, it is more than just when all of a sudden you're in a car accident while you're working. And remember, working on the job means if you're hurt while on the job, whether it be from the activities that are going on within the job or the activities of a person not related to the job that has done something that has caused your injury. It doesn't matter if they've done it intentionally or it doesn't matter if they've done it by accident. It's an injury while on the job. So if you're driving from one place to another while on the job, then that's going to be an injury covered under the work comp system. And you're going, well, you know, how can an injury happen that I'm not aware of? And it can be a lot of times exposure to a toxic substance that doesn't take place, or you don't realize the injury until after you've been exposed.
And a lot of you workers, unlike me, have a very high threshold for pain. So you may just want to try to shake it off the first couple of weeks. For example, you may have soreness in your back, low back or neck from lifting bricks or whatever it may be all day. And you may say, oh, it's just a soreness. I'll stretch it out when I get home and get back to work. Well, you may try to shake it off or hope the pain goes away. And unfortunately, in some instances, it just does not. In which case, you report it to your employer and give us a call. And, you know, we say free initial consultation. I'm happy to meet with you more than once. If we can meet once, discuss a game plan, and you can think whether or not you want to hire an attorney. And then down the road, you may say, this is getting a little complicated. Let's meet again and we can decide what type of game plan we want to take at this point in time or create. And like Brad was saying, if you're injured on the job while you're driving, I know a lot of people, for example, are provided vehicles, especially in the construction industry. They're provided vehicles to drive to and from job sites. That gets a little technical whether they're considering it on the job. But you have to understand, if, for example, you're in a collision that is not your fault, you're going to be entitled to not only work comp benefits, you're also going to be entitled to benefits against that at-fault party. Now, this is called a third-party claim that you would have against the at-fault party. And it gets a little bit complicated because now we're dealing with two claims which provide completely different benefits.
Now, and what we need to impress on you, and what you have to understand is, as Rob said, for instance, reporting the injury within 4 days when it occurs, that's kind of a sliding scale. So, you know, you can still report your injury. Don't you dare fail to report an injury or to proceed or pursue your rights because you didn't report the injury within 4 days. That's what Rob is trying to tell you. Come see us. You got 2 years. Come see us. But there are certain dates and time periods that must be met within the work comp system or you are going to lose your rights. And those are vital times. So that's why it's important to sit down with a knowledgeable, experienced lawyer like Rob, who can tell you these are the dates you got to make sure when you get certain forms. These are the forms you got to make sure you talk to people about. And then there are other forms that you may say, okay, we have a little bit of a sliding scale and we can do other things. Also, being able to select your doctor. The old times, you didn't have a say in your doctor. You had to take whatever they gave you. Now you have some rights where that's not necessarily going to happen. And some of the old websites that you might look at say you don't have a choice in doctors. That's not necessarily true. That doctor can be important. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We're the only show of its kind because we educate you. We try and keep you advised of what you can and can't do and how to pursue your legal rights. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back to talk to you about third-party liability if you're hurt by somebody that is not a coworker and is not under the work comp system. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist. Your work is affected, and your life is affected. And you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell & Pollock, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell & Pollock on Facebook and you can follow Bell & Pollock on Twitter. Bell & Pollock, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all.
Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. We're here to talk to you about workers' comp. Rob Brovich, Brad Pollock in studio today. We are workers' comp and personal injury lawyers. We've been doing it, and our office has been open for over 30 years in the Denver metropolitan area. We also have an office in Steamboat. If you've been hurt in any way, shape, or form, from an accident, from a fall, from the job, or any kind of injury you've had, give Bell and Pollock a call and let us talk to you and discuss with you what your rights are, whether or not you have a claim, how to preserve that claim, how to protect yourself, what you need to do. And it's whether it's a car accident, whether it's a fall, whether it's any kind of negligence of another party, whether it's because they haven't properly maintained the property or the structure that you're on or what you're doing. Give us a call. We'll talk to you. We'll let you know what your rights are and whether or not it's worth pursuing, whether or not you want to pursue it, how to make sure that you give appropriate notices. There are sometimes you have to give a notice right away. There are other times that notice can wait. So, and it's important to investigate your claim right away. So you should give us a call. You can reach us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com, or you can reach us at our phone, at our office, 303-795-5900. We have the phones being answered 24/7. If there's an emergency, you need to talk to a lawyer in an emergency. We have a lawyer on call at all times, so you can make sure we cover your needs and we take care of you. Today we're talking about workers' comp, and we're trying to focus on third-party liability. The first segment of our show just talked generally about the work comp system and what we're looking at. Workers' comp is the exclusive remedy that you have to pursue if you've been hurt while on the job. It has its own set of rules and regulations, but if you've been hurt while working by an entity or a party that is outside of your job, they're not one of your coworkers, they're not one of the workers that, or one of the people that will come under the umbrella of being a coworker, then you have a potential third-party claim. And Rob, how do those work?
Well, this is complicated, so listen up here. In the work comp system, you're going to be entitled to different types of benefits. Now remember, work comp, first thing that should come to your mind is no fault. Whoever, regardless of who's at fault, you're entitled to those work comp benefits, okay? So work comp means no fault system. Now, I'm driving my truck that my employer provided, and I'm going to a different job site, one of my employer's job site, and someone runs a red light, crashes into my vehicle, and I'm injured. Now, this person that crashes into my vehicle has no relationship whatsoever with my employer. It's not a coworker. It's just a random person that ran a red light. So they're 100% at fault. So now what you have, if you're injured in that car crash, you're going to have benefits, which you can pursue through the work comp system, because that's a no fault system. And because you were not at fault in causing the car crash, you're also going to be able to pursue benefits against the at fault party. Now that's in the key thing to remember in a third party claim is the other party must be at fault in order to pursue that claim. And we're going to stick with this example of the car crash because I think it provides a kind of a clear framework of what to do in a particular third party claim when that third party is at fault and they caused your injuries. Through the work comp system, you'll have a different type of benefits. You will not be entitled to benefits which are called non-economic benefits in a work comp system. The work comp system does not provide for what are called non-economic, which includes a variety of damages and losses, loss of enjoyment of life, pain and suffering, not able to perform activities as you once did before the crash. You can pursue those benefits against the at-fault party, the third-party claim, but you're not going to get compensated for those benefits in the work comp system. So that's just one example of the different types of benefits there are in the two systems. And you definitely need to sit down. If you encounter this situation, you need to sit down with an attorney so we can go into more detail than we have time to on this particular show. We're just trying to scratch the surface here and give you guys an idea of what to do in this particular situation if you're confronted with it. However, it goes into far more detail, and just give us a chance and we can sit down and put together a legal game plan for you.
So let's talk about potential third parties. Rob hit one, a driver of a vehicle who caused an accident resulting in injury that wasn't a coworker. Now, if a coworker, while on the job and while you're on the job, causes the injury, you're exclusive to the work comp system, right?
That's correct. Your exclusive remedy. What that means is you have only one remedy to pursue against your employer or that coworker, and it's exclusive, and that's through the work comp system. You cannot pursue a third party claim in most instances. Well, now we're talking to you today in generalities. Almost everything we discuss here today, there's going to be an exception, and we can't cover every exception. But let's just say, for the most part, if you're injured by a coworker, you cannot pursue claims against that particular coworker. Your sole and exclusive remedy is to file a work comp claim and pursue those benefits.
But I want you to remember what a coworker is, because let's talk about on construction sites. You have contractors, you have subcontractors, you have different people, but you have different subcontractors out there. If you have the framing crew at one part of the site, and you have the roofing crew at another part of the site, and the framing crew causes an injury to the roofing crew, a member of the roofing crew, the first thing we're going to be doing is we're going to find out if it's one employer of the framing crew and the roofing crew, or two separate employers.
Yeah, and it can get very, very complicated, especially on a construction site, when we're dealing with subcontractors and general contractors, and then people the subcontractor may have hired, who has work comp coverage, who doesn't. You'll see a lot of times where general contractors will require all of its subs to have work comp coverage, but sometimes a sub or a general may fall through the cracks and not have workers' compensation coverage for its employees. And in that situation, you need to call us so we can go out and investigate and figure out who does have the work comp coverage, what benefits you should be pursuing, and against whom.
So, you know, you're talking about whether or not they would be considered a third party or not. You've got tools being used. You've got heavy machinery being used. You may have a defective product, which would mean that you've got a third party liable for what's going on. You've got property owners who may be liable as a third party for the injury that occurred because they didn't keep their property safe. You've got people, let's say electricians that are working, and you've got plumbers who are working. Are they part of the same employer, or are they different? Because all of a sudden that injury could be an injury on the job that's also a third party claim. So what happens if you need to file a third party claim, Rob? You've gotten in the work comp system, but a third party is partially or fully responsible for your injury. What happens?
Here's what you need to do. And I'm just going to focus on the auto accident scenario. Okay. So you're in a car crash. Someone ran a red light, and we call the police and they issue citations to the at-fault party. You go get a treatment at the local hospital, and you're released, and you inform your employer, look, I was injured on the job. It was the fault of a third party. At that point in time, you can pursue benefits through the work comp system. And again, when I say benefits, I mean wage loss benefits, medical benefits, and medication, and they also provide mileage. And then at the same time, while you're getting better from your injuries, while you're healing, you can pursue claims against the at-fault party. Now, that's going to be a completely different insurance company, a completely different insurance carrier. And you're going to be entitled to a different set. We can call them benefits. We can call it compensation. We can call it compensation for your harms and losses. But it's a completely different set of compensation you're going to receive. So you're going to be basically pursuing two claims at once. And different claims have different ways of pursuing them, different ways of prosecuting them. And that's why you would need to contact an attorney to figure out a legal game plan. But step number one would be to find out who is insuring the at-fault party that caused the crash. Let's use State Farm, for example. Let's say State Farm is the insurance carrier for the at-fault party. Well, I would contact State Farm and find out the name of the adjuster who is handling that particular claim, and then send them a letter of representation to let them know that we are pursuing that claim against the at-fault third party, and that they need to be informed and keep us informed of what's going on with regard to that particular claim, specifically who the adjuster is handling that claim. And we'll keep them informed of the medical treatment that you are receiving in order for them to have a better understanding of what your injuries are.
How important is that notice requirement?
It's extremely important that you inform your employer, and then you also inform either the third party directly that caused the crash or the third party's insurance carrier, the adjuster that's handling the claim.
You could lose rights if you don't make the proper notice. And that's something that if you have a lawyer who's not well versed in both sides of this, both the personal liability and the work comp system, you could have a problem. You need to find a lawyer who knows what the notice systems are, because this notice requirement could, the failure to meet this notice requirement could cost you money. It could cause you a loss. You've been listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We're just about ready to wrap up. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back for a couple minutes, talk to you about the ideas of what you need to consider when determining whether or not you want to go after a third party claim, what you want to do, and why you need a lawyer. So stay tuned. We got a couple minutes left on the other side. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist. Your work is affected, and your life is affected. And you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company, and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell & Pollock, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell & Pollock on Facebook, and you can follow Bell & Pollock on Twitter. Bell & Pollock, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all.
Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. We've been talking about workers' compensation. We've been talking about third-party claims. It's summertime. People are getting hurt on the jobs. We have more activity with respect to construction sites and more different employers, different people getting involved in the same site and working together. We've got other jobs where we have different employers in different companies working together. Rob, what are the essentials we need to know?
Okay, essentials. Let's break it down for you. Work comp. You are entitled to benefits regardless of who's at fault. We do not have to prove liability or negligence in the work comp system. You are entitled to benefits regardless of who's at fault. When I say benefits, I mean you should get immediate medical treatment, and you don't have to pay for any co-payments or deductibles. That's all on the work comp carrier. Now, if we're pursuing a third-party claim, if someone is at fault in causing your injuries while you're on the job, and it has to be someone that does not fall within the umbrella of being an employee or employer, then you're going to be entitled to pursue third-party claims. Now, with third-party claims, main key, the thing you need to focus on, who was at fault in causing your injury? If it's someone that ran a red light, obvious, and caused the crash, caused your injuries, you're going to pursue a third-party claim against them in a third-party claim, we have to prove negligence by the third party. In the work comp system, we do not have to prove fault or negligence. You're automatically entitled to benefits, unlike a third-party claim.
There you go. Listen to the Bell and Paul Kleel Show every week, every Sunday morning. We're going to teach you. We're going to tell you about your rights. We're going to tell you about what you can and can't do, where you have rights, where you don't. And we're going to tell you how to get private consultations to discuss it. We're happy to help you. Contact us at bellpollock.com, championsofthepeople.com, or at 303-795-5900. And we hope you're all safe until next week. And then listen to our show. Talk to you then.